You know why I married George?
Because he didn't ask me to believe in anything.
That's why it didn't work out with me and Jan.
Jan can be oppressive.
He has such curiosity about the world, life, everything. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful as long as you share his obsessive enthusiasms.
I envy him. He's always searching. I've never known why I was alive. Life can seem so empty.
When I feel low, I go shopping. Now that Rupert's on a full professor's salary, I expect I shall get depressed more often.
George and I are thinking of applying to go to New Athens.
New Athens? They're cranks. They go about on bicycles. It'd be like living in a museum.
George thinks he might find some kind of inspiration there.
Hello?
Jan. Maya said you might come.
Darling brother.
How are you?
I'm well.
Hello, Katie. It's been a long time.
Yes.
I'm not standing here playing gooseberry. Why don't you two catch up?
Is your husband here?
Yes.
I hear he's an artist.
Yes.
This is a stimulating conversation. Still a lady of leisure?
Leisure is all anyone has. The overlords have seen to that.
You still affect that melancholy pessimism, I see.
If you're going to be mean to me, I'm going.
Stay. Sorry.
You're not married, then?
No. You know how it is. You fall in love with someone completely unsuitable. They break your heart. You know that they're completely wrong for you, but you can't get them out of your head.
I am completely wrong for you. Can we just talk about something else?
Of course. Sorry. I meant to be cool, calm, pleasant.
Tell me what you're doing.
Well, I've just come back from the moon.
Was that exciting?
Seeing the Earth from space, it's the most amazing thing. It made me want to go further. But of course, the overlords refused to share the technology that drives their own ships, so that ambition will never be fulfilled.
The moon's not enough for you.
No, of course not. What's funny?
You haven't changed.